Morning.
Morning, Frank.
Just before I talk water and water interruptions to you, speaking to the legend who is Muriel Day there a moment, you're a man who can beat a drum. You would know a bit about music, Minister. Muriel Day must be someone who rings a bell for you.
Yes, indeed. Muriel has been an inspiration to many over the years. She's been a legendary performer, entertaining audiences for many decades now. Don't want to date her, of course, but that's the reality. And it's lovely to hear that she's got a new album out. I'm sure it'll sell tremendously well, and I wish her every continued success.
I have no doubt, and we'll not talk about Muriel's age, but she's no longer a young lady, but my goodness, she can sing. I'll prove that shortly on the programme. Now, Minister, we're hearing that it's not within your gift. Is that a bit of an opt-out from a minister who isn't prepared to listen, indeed, with an open ear or two open ears to these unions who believe that Northern Ireland Water could do something for them?
Well, Frank, I think it's important that we clarify that. And what is not within my gift is any movement, really, on the pensions issue, which has been the prime reason why the trade unions involved in this dispute with Northern Ireland Water have taken the action they've taken. Obviously, the pensions decision was taken at executive level. It's already been implemented and applied to other public sector workers. I've explained that in detail to the trade unions when I met them in advance of Christmas. I regret, and it is disappointing, that there's been an escalation of the industrial action during efforts to find a solution. I think the loss of water supply to some areas is an unacceptable price to pay, and I very much hope that all sides can continue to work together through the Labour Relations Agency to find an acceptable solution, and a solution that is within the remit of both Northern Ireland Water and indeed the Department of Regional Development.
You don't appreciate it until you don't have it, and the people of Fermanagh South Tyrone maybe didn't appreciate their water until they didn't have it in the latter stages of the weekend. It's something that people generally don't want to go through, and they'll be looking to Stormont to ensure that they're not going to have their water supply cut off.
Well, I think it's an important issue. I think people do indeed value water, and they particularly appreciate it at times when the supply is impacted upon, and there are issues of animal welfare and animal husbandry. We've already received reports about that. We don't want to see this situation escalated in any one way. And I'm very keen that the trade unions continue to engage with the management of NI Water to try and find an acceptable solution. As I have indicated, there are things that I'm simply not able to affect change in, among them the pensions issue. But I very much hope that in the range of discussions that have been taking place and have largely been constructive, that we can come with some resolution so that everyone's service can be restored as quickly as possible.
How much sympathy do you have for the employees on the ground for Northern Ireland Water?
Well, let me say, I mean, I want to pay a tribute to the employees of NI Water. They work very hard on behalf of the company. They provide and maintain an essential services to the people of Northern Ireland.
But do you have sympathy for their argument?
And they have worked constructively. And I do, yes, I have sympathy, but I also have to deal with the realpolitik of the situation. Others in the public sector have had to bring changes to their payments and make increased payments in terms of their pension contributions. And therefore, I think it is very unlikely that the executive will overturn its decision on this matter. I think we need to look creatively at other means by where we can improve the working conditions and the arrangements for NI Water staff. But there are certain things that are beyond my remit.
Okay, Minister, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's the DRD Minister, Danny Kennedy.